AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls it the revenge of those who lost. Russia continues to pound the newly liberated city of Kherson, at least 5 killed, many more wounded. Viktor Anastasiev says his house was hit by 2 shells. Medics carried him to an ambulance with a horrific leg wound. But hospitals there are without power and water, a situation in cities across the country, including the capital, Kyiv, where people are resorting to collecting rainwater from drain pipes. In this country, after another spate of mass shootings, President Biden says he'll push Congress for more gun control measures.
6 people killed in a Southeast Virginia Walmart, 5 dead in Colorado Springs in just a week. And President Biden says more must be done to prevent these killings from taking place.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
He tells reporters he'll take it to Congress, even though the session's almost over. Meanwhile, the president reached out to the owners of Club Q in Colorado Springs, offering support and condolences. While a worker at the Virginia Walmart, whose life was spared, says she doesn't think the victims were randomly chosen.
He was going hunting. He was picking people out.
Jesse Wilcheski, on the job just 5 days, says the gunman aimed at her and then told her to run. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Writer E. Jean Carroll, who accused former President Trump of rape, has filed an upgraded lawsuit against him. This after a new law took effect in New York, allowing victims of sexual violence to sue over attacks that occurred decades ago. Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's granting amnesty for suspended accounts. This after posting a poll to his timeline. The yes vote was 72%, and the UN Human Rights Council has condemned Iran's bloody crackdown on protests. It's setting up an investigation. This is AP News. In New York today, Chris Mills.
We love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, so much so that we have named our daughter Macy. She's 5 months old.
Maybe not original, though. Lindsay Melton.
My daughter is 4 years old, and she's actually named after this parade. Her name is Macy.
For those driving home after Thanksgiving, AAA's Andrew Gross says going may be easier than coming.
They may come home Thursday right after dinner. They may be done with hanging out with family and want to get home. Or they may come home on Friday or Saturday or Sunday. There's more of a trickle-back effect, so you won't be running into that intense travel headache.
Gross does say the cost of gasoline is at an all-time high for the holiday.
Right now, we're looking at about $3.60 right now, and that is quite a bit lower than it was over the summer, which is good news. The bad news is this is a record. We've never had a Thanksgiving, as long as AAA has been keeping records, where gas has been this high.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.